Hello, and welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases Podcast. Today, we'll be discussing Parham v. J.R., which was decided by the United States Supreme Court in 1979. The question before the court was, what procedural due process is owed to a minor whose parents or guardians seek involuntary psychiatric hospitalization? The facts of the case were, J.R. was a minor with an intellectual disability and a history of aggressive behaviors. He was removed from his parents' custody at 3 months old and jumped from foster home to foster home after that. At age 7, his foster parents successfully applied to admit J.R. to Central State Hospital in Georgia. At that time, the Georgia statute allowed a parent or guardian to apply for the voluntary hospitalization of a minor in their custody. That minor would be admitted if the superintendent of the hospital found evidence of mental illness and that the minor was suitable for treatment. The state had no regulations concerning the release of the minor. After years in the hospital, a class action lawsuit was filed on behalf of J.R. and other voluntarily committed minors per Title 42 under the United States Code, Section 1983. The suit sought an order placing the minors in a less restrictive environment. A 3-judge panel in a federal district court ruled that Georgia's statute violated the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. They found that the individual had an essential right, after notice, to be heard before an impartial tribunal, and that psychiatry involved too inexact a science and involved too potentially unreliable a collateral informant to protect the special liberty interest of children. It ordered the release of 46 children from the hospital into a lesser restrictive specialty community treatment. This case was appealed to the United States Supreme Court, who reversed and remanded the federal court's decision holding that the constitutional minimum for civil commitment of minors was entitled to less than the full judicial review given to adults. They stated, quote, "Our precedents permit parents to retain a substantial, if not dominant, role in the decision, absent a finding of neglect or abuse, subject to a physician's independent examination and judgment." This argued that a parent or guardian's right to investigate possible illness of the minor and seek appropriate treatment outweighed the liberty interests of the child. The stigma of a psychiatric admission was not viewed as more or less damaging than the stigma of remaining behaviorally unstable in the community. But it also articulated the need for a, quote, neutral fact finder to determine if the child was properly placed and if they needed continued confinement. The fact finder needed to interview the child and use all available collateral sources. Finally, a formal adversarial hearing need not be required unless by state law. They determined that due process was not violated by the use of informal, traditional medical investigative techniques. They wrote that an adversarial process may discourage parents and guardians from seeking psychiatric treatment for minors in need of hospitalization and impact the long-term treatment of the child. This decision was a direct contrast to the 1972 decision in Lessard v. Schmidt, which used a criminalization model for adult civil commitment proceedings. This decision also created a, quote, special class for minors, requiring less than the constitutional minimum required for the civil commitment of adults. This would happen again in the case of Jones v. U.S., decided in 1983, wherein the United States Supreme Court created a similar special class for committed insanity. In summary, the 1979 case of Parham v. J.R. established the constitutional minimum concerning the civil commitment of minors, and that the minimum is less than the full judicial review given to adults.